those of you who have attended this Dhamma seminar, the practice of Vipassana for 10 days. And now the discussions as to how to remain healthy, happy, harmonious in life. Must have understood that the illness, the malady is universal. And the remedy of this universal malady has to be universal, it can't be sectarian. When someone is suffering from malaria, what label will you give to that malaria? Will you call it a Hindu malaria or a Muslim malaria or a Jain malaria or a Buddhist malaria? Malaria is malaria. Anyone belonging to any sect can become a victim of malaria. And when you give a medicine, say a quinine to it, to this person, what nomenclature, what label are you going to put to this quinine? Will you say the Hindu quinine or Muslim quinine or Christian or Buddhist? Quinine is quinine. Similarly, with the practice of 10 days, exploring the truth within yourself, the truth of the interaction of mind and matter, a constant interaction of mind and matter going inside, you would have understood that everyone is a sick person, constantly generating craving, aversion, and so many different kinds of defilements of the mind, and becoming miserable. Everyone is miserable, sick, not healthy. The defilement that one generates, what nomenclature will you give to it? What label will you attach to it? If one generates anger, how can you say this is Hindu anger or Muslim anger or Christian or Jain or a Buddhist anger? Anger is anger. It is a universal illness, universal malady. The remedy has to be universal. No sectarian malady remedy is going to help you. And here, the great scientist of this country discovered this remedy, universal remedy. Just observe the reality within yourself, the origin of your misery, origin of your sickness, where it arises. As soon as you generate any defilement in the mind, the illness has started. This is the origin. Any defilement, anger, hatred, ill will, passion, fear, ego, any defilement. And how this defilement arises. Going deeper, as you did practicing for 10 days at least, you had an outline of the reality within yourself. As soon as there is a sensation on the body, this type or that type, pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, one starts reacting to this sensation. And as soon as the reaction starts, a misery has started, the illness has started. This is the root of all the miseries. The sensations and the reaction to the sensations. If one does not go to that root and take out the cause of your suffering at the root level, one cannot come out of illness. As soon as you generate any defilement, as you go deep inside and if you continue to practice, at a deeper level, as you get more and more established in observing the truth within yourself, you will find that as soon as you generate any defilement in the mind, there is a biochemical reaction immediately. There is a secretion of some biochemistry with the flow of the stream, of the blood. And due to that, there is a sensation. And if there is anger and a sensation has come, that sensation is always very unpleasant. Then you react to this sensation, you generate more anger. You generate more anger and more the flow is there of this biochemistry. And more this flow and more the anger, this vicious circle starts. And for hours together you keep on rolling in anger, you keep on rolling in misery, you keep on rolling in your illness. This great scientist of the world, he discovered this reality, went deep inside and found out how it originates and how out of ignorance, out of madness, one keeps on multiplying one's misery. One allows oneself to become a slave of this reaction habit pattern. and also found out how to come out of it. As soon as anger arises, a particular sensation has arisen on the body. Just accept the fact, at this moment, anger has arisen in my mind. Not the object of the anger. Anger is anger. Anger has arisen in my mind, and let me see what sensation on the body. Observing the sensation, because you practice for these 10 days, and you will continue to practice later on, you will notice that no sensation is eternal. It arises, sooner or later passes away. Let me see how long it remains. And you observe objectively, the vicious circle is broken. If you used to roll in anger for 1 hour, now you find within half an hour, within 10 minutes, within 5 minutes, within 2 minutes, you are coming out of this vicious circle. Now anybody can do this. A Hindu can do this, a Muslim can do this, a Christian, a Buddhist. What makes the difference? Because the universal remedy can be applied to one and all. Everyone can practice without converting oneself from one organized religion to another organized religion. Keep Dhamma free from these organized religions. Then only Dhamma will give its real benefit. Dhamma independent of these organized religions, the sects, will be understood better by the people and will be applied better in life. As soon as it gets connected with any organized religion, then that organized religion will become more important. Dhamma will take secondary place. A Hindu Dhamma, or Buddhist Dhamma, or Christian Dhamma, or Jain Dhamma, then Hindu will become more important, Christian will become more important, Muslim will become more important, Buddhist will become more important, Dhamma will be secondary. If Dhamma remains Dhamma, universal, then one will start giving the real importance that is to be given to Dhamma and will start practicing it in life without converting oneself from one organized religion to another organized religion. These organized religions, the different sects, and because of their controversy, the entire humanity is suffering, not only in this country, everywhere around the world. I would like you all to take this message not only to the people of India, but the suffering people everywhere. The message of Dhamma, Dharma, universal Dharma. Keep it away from these organized religions, the law of nature. As soon as I defile my mind, the nature punishes me. Anyone who defiles the mind, nature will punish. One is bound to become miserable as soon as one generates a defilement, a negativity in the mind. One may keep on calling oneself a Hindu or a Muslim or a Christian or a Buddhist, makes no difference. One may perform this rite or that ritual, makes no difference. One may agree to this philosophical belief or that philosophical belief, makes no difference. As soon as one generates any defilement in the mind, nature does not discriminate. Dhamma does not discriminate. Dhamma punishes us then and there. And as soon as one comes out of the defilement, Dhamma starts rewarding us. If the mind is free from these defilements, a pure mind by nature is full of love, full of compassion, full of goodwill. And when I have love, compassion, goodwill, I feel so peaceful, so harmonious, so healthy. This happens to everyone. One may keep on calling oneself a Hindu or a Muslim or a Jain or a Christian, makes no difference. If the mind is pure, free from defilements, one is a healthy person. One is a good person. When the mind is unhealthy, one keeps on harming oneself and one keeps on harming others. When the mind is healthy, free from defilements, one keeps on helping oneself and helping others. This is the message of Vipassana. Let everybody live a life of good health, freedom from defilements, purity of mind, with good qualities, to keep oneself always happy and healthy, and help others to live the life of happiness and health. May this message go round the world. May all of you enjoy the best fruits of pure Dhamma. May all of you come out of your defilements to enjoy real peace, real harmony. And may you all become instrument for the spread of Dharma, the pure Dharma, in helping people to come out of their misery and live a happy, harmonious life. May there be real peace, real happiness, real peace, real happiness. May all be happy, be peaceful, be liberated. Mm-hmm.